The project architect has drawn up the initial plans for a two-story, 13,000-square-foot building that's estimated to cost up to $9 million. That price tag includes everything from design through construction, as well as furnishings, and nearly $750,000 extra in case of unforeseen expenses. That price tag was just too high for assembly members like John Hogue, who is on the local steering committee that's been working with the architect. Hogue proposed another approach.
I move that the assembly temporarily at least stop the process that's been ongoing, delegate to the city manager the responsibility of looking at all possible alternatives for a lower price police and jail facility, and have him report back to the assembly on other viable options. And with that delegation of authority, I mean to for it to include the ability to enter into new contracts, terminate contracts, do whatever he sees fit, because the price tag we're looking at right now, I think, is beyond the reach of this community.
Architect Wayne Jensen's firm, Jensen Yorba Lot, drew up the current floor plan with input from the local committee. They're about a third done with the design, and Jensen told the assembly by phone that the estimate was drawn up by an independent consultant.
This is the same estimating firm that we've used for the fire station, and his estimate was higher than the bid came in. Originally, we can't assume that that would always be the case. He's trying to be conservative with his estimates, which I would hope that he would continue. We certainly want to try to be as conservative as possible in our estimates so that we don't have too many surprises. But the way you control cost is primarily to reduce the size of the building.
Jensen did not think there would be a substantial cost savings if the borough went with a prefabricated metal building rather than this custom design.
The metal building would be the building shell, and that really represents a relatively small portion of the building. The foundations, the exterior closure, the roofing, the siding, all the interior construction, the jail construction, mechanical, electrical systems would all be the same.
As it's drawn up now, the police station would cost an estimated $540 per square foot. Some of the project's staunchest advocates agreed the price was high, but they didn't want to see the project stalled. Andy Knight is a former member of the Public Safety Advisory Committee who was critical of the fact that the town had put so many other projects ahead of the police department. He likened the community to an undisciplined child at a buffet table.
Everybody's got a little dessert. We got a new harbor. We got a library, we got an aquatic center, and I think it's disgusting the level of time and effort that has been put into and money's put into the public safety. Public safety and public health should be, in my opinion, the first two stops in civil government. Now, I do not envy the assembly's position. You now have to get this errant child to eat his spinach. It sucks, but it has to be done. I was in that facility today. If that were any other public building in Petersburg, it would have been condemned.
Knight said he was uncomfortable with the $9 million price tag as well, and he was not campaigning for this particular plan. But if that was the only option there was to get the project built, he said he would vote for a bond measure. Knight and other proponents urged the assembly not to put the project on the back burner again. According to Mayor Mark Jensen, that was not the Assembly's intent, and he didn't think it was the intent of Assemblyman Hogue's motion.
I know we need to keep pursuing a new building. There's no doubt in my mind on that. I don't see his motion, I guess what I'm trying to get at, is stopping the process. It's just maybe looking at another option from a different person providing us the numbers. But not totally throwing this project, this design, out the window.
For his part, Hogue added that he didn't think anyone wanted to stop the process, but he said they needed to look at lower cost options. He and the other assembly members voted to amend the motion language by using the word pause instead of stop. Petersburg has $350,000 for facility design, some of which has already been spent on the current plans. If the legislature approves, the borough may be able to count on another $1.4 million in state funds that was left over from the town's new fire hall. Local officials are not optimistic about getting other state funds for the project this year, so that would leave the town more than $7 million short for the current design. Borough manager Steve Giesbrecht did not expect that local voters would approve a bond that large.
These are really nice plans. This is a great building. It's very functional. I think it would be everything we could would want. The problem is that we can't afford to pay for it. So, you know, I think we're going to have to look at things like metal buildings and modular jail cells and maybe a new site, maybe looking at ways to modify the fire hall. I don't know. I don't have any great answers other than we can't afford this, or at least I can't figure out a way to convince enough people to vote for it to afford it.
The assembly voted unanimously in favor of temporarily pausing the current design process while Giesbrecht looks into other options for a new police building. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.